Hey friend, I wanted to remind you that I have a brand new course available to you that's going to help you grow and scale your business tenfold. And importantly, if you're a new entrepreneur, these are tactics and strategies that are current and definitely going to help you make sure that you're thinking holistically about your business and how to market it, how to put things on autopilot so you're working less and enjoying life more, but also how to put passive income strategies to test. It's also going to teach you how to create your own digital products. It's going to teach you how to brand yourself, not just on social media, but in other platforms. If you want to start a podcast, it's there. If you want to start a YouTube channel, it's there. All of this amazing content is yours if you take initiative now. Now, don't stand on the sidelines like many people have, because the quicker you get started, the faster you're going to see success. As long as you put in the work, as long as you stay consistent, as long as you learn from things that are not working and make those adjustments, you will see success. It's the quitters who don't. So I wanted to share with you that I have this brand new course that I'd love for you to get your hands on. It's at mydigitalcourse.com. Again, mydigitalcourse.com. Go check it out. Ask me any questions. You can hit me up on Instagram at The Audience Method. I'm happy to talk you through it. But this is for you, whether you have an existing business and you're looking for additional marketing strategies and tactics. Maybe you want to create your own digital course. This is going to walk you through how to do that and give you more passive income to add revenue to your business. And this is especially good for new entrepreneurs, even network marketers who want to get into digital products or learn the right marketing strategies to get people to pay attention to you so you don't have to chase them, but they come to you. Again, it's at mydigitalcourse.com. Go check it out. Hello, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of the Grow Your Audience podcast. We are going to be exploring and delving into the evolving landscape of lead magnets for 2024. Now, if you have been on this journey with me since I started this podcast, you know how much I love freebies, what we call free lead magnets. And it's a way to get more leads onto your email list, because we talk a lot about how you want to own your own email list. You want to have your own list of subscribers that you own, rather than having a social media platform or another company have control over your list of contacts. Because if your leads are not owned by you, you are at the mercy of that platform to potentially, you know, erase your list or close your account or whatever happens. And so it's always, always in your best interest to build your own email list. And honestly, when you look at statistics, the money that you get from selling to people on your email list tends to be around $2 a person, roughly. That's on average. You can look up your own statistics of what the latest is. And so the money is definitely in your list. Now, the reason why we're talking about lead magnets for 2024 today is because I have been using free lead magnets to build my email list since pretty much 2019, and it has been a spectacular way to do just that. However, things are changing. The landscape in digital is transforming, as it always does, and traditional approaches to freebies and lead magnets, honestly, they are losing their effectiveness. The challenge that many of us marketers and business owners are facing is how now to adapt to these new strategies in order to capture and retain consumer attention. So why is the traditional approach just not cutting it anymore, you may be asking? Well, I want you just to take a step back and think about this one scenario. Picture this. You're on social media and you're scrolling through, you're browsing, and you're coming across different content that you love to check out. And at some point, you're thrown in front of you a link to some generic ebook, or someone's promising you a checklist that's going to solve a problem that you're specifically having. Today, consumers are bombarded with an overwhelming amount of content, whether it's on a social media platform or within their own inboxes. And so when you think about how much consumers are actually consuming, it's becoming more and more challenging for traditional lead magnets to stand out in these places and for you to make an impact with them. They're not going to see the value you offer because they're not even able to find or even be served your lead magnet because of the influx of other content that is being shoved in their faces. So what can we do? What can we do as marketers to adapt and make sure that we're still able to build our email list? One of the ways that I really think could have you stand out from the pack is personalized lead magnets. Instead of offering generic content, you can tailor your lead magnets to individual preferences and needs of your audience. Well, what does this mean? It means that using what you know about your particular customer avatar, going through the research and understanding what problems you need to solve for them, you want to make your lead magnet as tailored to them as possible. Now, we talk a lot about this in episode number 1, how to narrow your niche. I highly suggest, if it's been a while since you listened to that episode, to go back to episode 1 and revisit it, because as an existing business owner, you do get to a point in time where you start to broaden your niche. It just organically happens. And sometimes we broaden too much, or sometimes we don't get specific enough, and we'll start to lose a little bit of engagement from our audience. And so I highly recommend after this episode, you go back and listen to episode number 1, how to narrow your niche to build sales fast, in order that you sort of go through again the steps to make sure that you are actually speaking to and targeting a niche that is more aligned to, you know, your marketing and the products and services that you offer. But I want to give you an example of what type of lead magnets can be personalized to help you really understand where I'm going with this. So let's talk about potentially an example like a fitness brand. And this fitness brand is aiming to attract health-conscious consumers. Now, rather than offering a one-size-fits-all ebook, for instance, it could be on 10 tips for getting fit as an example, this fitness brand could create a personalized workout plan. So what this would mean is that they would somehow collect input from users around their fitness goals, their current fitness level, preferred workout styles, even available equipment that they have ready to go. And in return, they will receive a customized workout plan that's tailored to their specific needs, their preferences, and even their behaviors. Now, this personalized approach, it not only provides valuable guidance to them, but it also, because it's so tailored to them and fits a need that they have, it also increases the likelihood of them providing their contact information in exchange to receive it. And that is something that we have been seeing as business owners, that people are so desensitized these days in terms of having to exchange their email address in order to receive something. And so the lead magnet really needs to be serving a specific solution to them that is definitely going to be eye-catching and is definitely going to be really attractive to them in order for them to give you their email address, because people are just so desensitized these days. A lot of people are skeptical. Is the value I'm going to get in order to be put on a list going to be worth it? They're worried about, you know, being hacked and all of these things. There's all these things that people are just starting to, they understand what it means to give your email address to receive something. And so I think the smarter consumer is also playing a role in why the effectiveness of lead magnets has definitely changed now that we're in 2024. Now, let me give you another example of personalized lead magnets. So let's talk about a fashion boutique. If you have a fashion boutique, instead of simply offering a generic style guide, for example, you could develop a personalized style quiz. Now, you know, I love my quizzes. And one of the quizzes on my website is a fabulous free lead magnet that I've been using since 2019, and it has generated me thousands of leads, especially engaged leads. So if you haven't yet used quizzes for a lead magnet, we're going to talk a little bit more about this one in particular, but I suggest you go to tryinteract.com, tryinteract.com. That is the platform that I use to create my quizzes. And it's awesome because they have templates for quizzes that you could brainstorm off of, that you could adapt to your own niche. They have great engagement metrics to look at. So you can see, for instance, how much of the quiz people are getting to where they're answering, and then all of a sudden they drop off. And it's just fabulous. And it integrates really well with many different platforms, for instance, on your website. So again, it's tryinteract.com, but that is where I use and update my quizzes. And I'm in the actual process of replacing my current quiz with an updated version on a different topic. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be on my website soon. But anyway, my point being is if you are a boutique and you sell fashion, let's say clothing, you could have an interactive quiz. And this quiz would have them answer questions such as, you know, what's your style preference? What's your body type? What favorite clothing brands do you like? Based on these responses, the retailer could also provide personalized recommendations around outfits, accessories, or even styling tips. This interactive experience, it not only helps users discover new fashion trends and gives them an opportunity to change things up, but it also encourages them to share their contact information to receive their personalized style recommendations. Now, what is another way that we could be using lead magnets? We just talked about personalizing the lead magnet in order to make it very tailored to as a solution to a specific problem for a specific audience. The more tailored it is, the more appealing the solution is that goes along with a need that they have or a challenge they're facing, the more likely someone is going to hand over their email address to you. But if it's not personalized, it gets a little bit more, I think, more feeling like it's a general lead magnet and you're trying to appeal to more of the masses. And what happens is there's so much of that out there that people are just becoming desensitized, right? That's what we talked about. Let's talk about a different approach, though, besides just personalization. Let's talk about interactive lead magnets. Now, when I say interactive, what I mean is instead of offering static content, marketers can engage their audience with interactive experiences that provide value and drive engagement. All right, here's another example of what I'm talking about. So let's say you have a financial services company. You could develop an interactive budgeting tool. This would mean that users would input their income, their expenses, savings goals, and financial priorities. The tool would then generate personalized budgeting recommendations. It could generate savings strategies. It could even generate investment suggestions based on their financial situation. This interactive experience, it not only provides practical value to users, but it also collects valuable data for the financial services company. And this data enables them to tailor their future marketing messages and efforts. Data is key here because not only is it a personalized experience, it's an interactive experience. And by engaging your consumers that way, they're more likely to stick around. They're more likely to be attracted to the lead magnet. But now you also have the data on how they're interacting it, what data points they're putting into the tool that you can use for different types of marketing strategies going forward, for segmenting your list, for offers and products that you might want to come up with because you're learning more about them as an individual. Another example of interactive lead magnets is hosting virtual events such as webinars or live Q&A sessions. I've seen people use this a lot and it's very effective. An example is a software company who organizes a webinar on the latest trends in software development or a live Q&A session with industry experts, like a panel of experts. These events offer valuable insights and knowledge to the audience. It also provides an opportunity for interaction and engagement. Attendees are required to register for this event, of course, and so they will be providing their contact information in exchange for access to the event. This allows the company to generate leads and then nurture them through targeted follow-up strategies. This is a very, very effective way to not only get somebody on your list, to not only provide value, but to when you see the interactions and engagement within the chat that's happening, for example, in the live webinar, you can start to really learn a little bit more about the language that's being used that might inform your copy on a landing page. You're learning more about pain points. There are questions you can ask them in the webinar that gives you more insight into some of their struggles or what their desires are. It's a very, very effective way to learn more in general about your customer avatar and your niche specifically. All right, so that is two very powerful ways that you could use 2024 in a, you know, pursue lead magnets in 2024 in a very different, unique way that will be potentially more effective than traditional lead magnet approaches. Now, before we get into the next bit, I want to share a personal story. The last episode I shared that I had been on a health journey since the beginning of January. It was my New Year resolution to eat more nutritiously, eat more whole foods, walk every day for about 10 minutes. I wanted to get sunlight every day for about 15 minutes in the morning and just really focus on my mental health as well. Like many of you as an entrepreneur, I get distracted. I find that I have to switch on and off through my 9-to-5, through my business, through my kids, and being a mom. And I find that I have trouble focusing when I really need to do that. I'm also getting older, and I find that I'm not as clear-minded and sharp, and sometimes not even as articulate and on during the day as I'd really like to be. I had been feeling quite sluggish. I was really struggling to stay focused on my tasks. And so mid-journey in January, I discovered a nootropic called Magic Mind. And Magic Mind transformed, in all honesty, over the last 3 weeks or so, it's transformed my productivity and focus. And what I love about it, it's without the crash of caffeine. And so I use it every single morning. It's a drink. It's a small, really tiny shot of a drink. Tastes pretty fruity. It's nice and tasty. And I have it first thing in the morning before I start my day. It has a blend of matcha, turmeric, and lion's mane, which are all really clean, known to be really fantastic ingredients to support brain health. And so what I am finding is that having started Magic Mind, I feel like I have more energy. I feel that my mind is sharper. I feel as if I'm able to manage stressful situations in a more patient and calm manner. And I find that I am definitely more productive throughout my day. If this is something that you would like to try, I shared this in the last episode too, but I have gotten with Magic Mind to give you 20% off your order. If you go to magicmind.com/growaudience, you will find the link there and you will find details on Magic Mind and how you could either subscribe or you could buy one-off product. You also will get 20% off your order by using my special promo code, which is GROWAUDIENCE20. Again, it's GROWAUDIENCE20. I'll put all of these details in the show notes. I'm sharing this with you today because I really have noticed that when I take Magic Mind, I am just in a better mood overall. I feel more positive. I feel a lift in my energy and in my brain in addition. I feel as if I'm, like I mentioned, I can speak clearer, I can think clearly. And again, it's that focus that I really need when my mind is split across so many different areas in my life, both personally and professionally. If you struggle with the same things and you just want to lift, I suggest trying this out. It's all natural ingredients, which is something that I'm really interested in myself. And I do feel like it's really done wonders. The days I don't use it, I can absolutely tell. Moving on to effective lead magnet strategies for 2024, the last piece that I want to stress is less about the lead magnet itself and more about engaging with your consumers once they've joined your list. I think a really big missed opportunity for a lot of business owners is the email sequence follow-up once somebody has signed up for your freebie. That welcome email sequence is incredibly, incredibly powerful. It gives you an opportunity to introduce yourself, to share what they're going to be getting in terms of value and communications going forward from you. It gives them a real inside look at who you are, your personality, and how you can help them. And I have seen some people do this really in a great, fantastic way of connecting with their audience. And I have seen some people really drop the ball when it comes to their welcome sequences. And I truly believe in 2024, we have to relook at our welcome sequences and get more personal, more raw, more specific, and show real personal sides of ourselves. Our personality must show through in those welcome sequences. We also have to provide true value in that sequence, in those emails, so that people know who we are, can connect with us in a way that makes them choose to continue to stay on our email list. It's great once you have your freebie locked down and you get somebody on your list. That's a huge win in and of itself, especially in 2024. But you could remove all of that win if you don't have the right follow-up sequence. And so you really want to spend time crafting your initial email and the next 3, 4, 5 emails that are, they should all be working together, coordinated, build off of each other, and have a common goal and purpose for each one. And I really do want to stress that you should be focusing on building a relationship in that sequence and not selling them anything. You've got time to sell. You've got time to introduce your products. You've got all the time in the world if they stay on your email list. But if they choose after 1 or 2 emails that they're just going to, if their impression is that you're just going to throw a bunch of like products and services at them, you've just lost an opportunity to build a relationship that could potentially be worthwhile, you know, in the end, had you had really been strategic about what you want to share with them. Value is always 90% of the time, 10% of the time should be where you focus selling. And I would wait for the selling until after they've completed a welcome sequence. Because if they have gone through your entire welcome sequence and they're still on your list and you've segmented them accordingly, because in a welcome sequence, you should by the end be gathering enough information about them to segment them in a certain direction on your email list, then you will have plenty of opportunity to send them more solutions to their challenges and be able to share your products and services. All right. Well, that is really what I wanted to share today. What we talked about in summary was the key to effective lead magnets in 2024. And we talked about the key lies in personalization. It lies in interactivity. It lies in providing value and providing education and helping them. It also really needs to stem from innovation, thinking differently and outside of the box of how we can better connect and engage in a world where consumers are consuming a ton and consumers are being asked to hand over their personal contact information all of the time. By tailoring lead magnets to our individual consumers' needs and preferences, engaging them in interactive experiences, providing valuable educational content, and exploring new formats and how to do so, us as marketers can cut through the noise of all the digital landscape and capture the attention of our target audience. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I really appreciate you tuning in today. If you think somebody else would benefit from this episode, make sure to share it with them. And if you also like it, I'd love it if you would follow me on Instagram at The Audience Method, take a screenshot of this episode, post it to your stories, and tag me. I would love to connect with you. All right. Well, until next time, happy marketing.